سے اہم بات یہ ہے کہ بہت دفعہ الزامات لگے کیا سعودی عربیہ داعش کو آئیس ایس کو ہیلپ کر رہا ہے، تو اس کے بڑے شواہد ملتے ہیں کہ ہاں کر رہا ہے. کیا سعودی عربیہ کو امریکہ بہت وافر مقدار میں اسلحہ فروخت کر رہا ہے؟ کر رہا ہے. کتنی وافر میں؟ تقریباً ایک سے ڈیڑھ سال کے اندر یا دو سال میکسیمم کے اندر $100 بلین پلس کا. یہ اسلحہ کس پہ استعمال ہونا ہے، کہاں پہ استعمال ہونا ہے؟ پہلے آپ کو میں دکھاتا ہوں سعودی عربیہ کے متعلق اور پھر یو ایس آرم سیل ٹو سعودی عربیہ.
The total value of American arms sales to Saudi Arabia over the past half century approaches $100 billion. Saudi Arabia, one of the richest countries in the world resource-wise, now has foreign debts of $28 billion, and domestic debt has increased to $170 billion. Over the last 30 years, $3 trillion have been generated mostly by oil. Yet only $1 trillion have been reinvested into the country. The other $2 trillion remain unaccounted for. 4,000 or so Saud family princes get a base allowance of approximately $1.5 million per year. They supplement this with vast sums made through the following sophisticated forms of theft. Sale of oil. King Fahad, since 1975, has set up a system by which he and close members of his family sold on the open market in Rotterdam anywhere from 300,000 to 1 million barrels of oil a day at below market prices. Income from that oil was deposited in Swiss bank accounts. It is estimated that Fahad's annual income varied between $3 to $5 billion a year selling oil outside the commercial channels and oil company concessions. Real estate. Land in Saudi Arabia is owned by the government, and the government is controlled by the king with no accountability to anyone. Since 1975, land has been given to princes and their families by the government only to be sold back to the government itself, thus creating the easiest means by which to rob the government of its resources. Contract fixing. Kickbacks on commercial and defense contracts is the third method used by the House of Saud to pilfer money. It is believed that every contract signed in Saudi Arabia has some form of kickback and commission. Large contracts such as the Al Yamama generated annual commissions in excess of $2 billion paid to only 5 people. Like a giant parasite, the US administration has also assisted in exhausting Saudi Arabia of its amassed financial reserves totaling $121 billion. All this in less than a decade, and the Saudis now have to resort to establishing credit lines with the US government. This huge strain has been placed on the kingdom's banking system due to the fact that the 9,000 members of the royal family use these funds as their personal bank accounts, and most of these loans still remain uncollected. The National Commercial Bank remains drained, and one American official ironically called the unpaid loans the biggest black hole in the Saudi economy. The so-called caretakers of the Ummah wasted the wealth of the Ummah to finance worldwide CIA operations. As the New York Times reports, Washington relies on Riyadh for a host of favors, from discreet cajoling of its Arab neighbors to covert financing of CIA operations conducted through the CIA or the Pentagon, financing more than $1 billion to